So we've lost a little time, and I'll probably speak more quickly than I usually do. And I have to say that when I went through the bios of these three amazing women, I knew that I could trust you to read their full bios. Their accomplishments are many. I'm going to be very brief about that. I apologize for the brevity, but, you know, we don't have enough time. So let me start with saying something about Heather K. Way, who's our moderator. All three are associated with UT. That was a big surprise to me. She's on the faculty of the UT School of Law, where she directs the Housing Policy Clinic and teaches the Entrepreneurship and Community Development Clinic. Her work focuses on advancing housing justice, opening paths to economic opportunity, and fostering equitable and inclusive communities. And next to her is Teresa Alvarez. She is the CEO and president of Austin Economic Development Corporation, to which she brings years of corporate, nonprofit, and community board leadership experience. She graduated from UT Business School with a finance degree. She was a McBee Fellow, a Grameen Fellow, and graduated from Hispanic Austin Leadership and Leadership Austin. And then Rachel. Rachel Stone is the Assistant Executive Director of Guadalupe Neighborhood Development Corporation. Rachel has over 15 years of experience in advocacy, policy. Are you seeing a theme here? In advocacy, policy, and finance for affordable housing and renewable energy, including 2 years as an attorney advisor at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. She's a graduate of UT Law School. Please help me welcome all three of these wonderful women.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. Again, I'm Heather Way. I'm the faculty at UT School of Law, and just delighted to be moderating this session today on community development from the front lines, and especially with these two longtime friends of mine, two of the outstanding leaders in the community development field here in Texas. And I've known both of them for many years and just think the world of them and their work in this space. So I have, to get the conversation started, I've asked Teresa and Rachel to kick things off by introducing themselves and their organizations and how it ties into community development, and then to share a bit about one of their current projects that they're most excited about. And Rachel's going to get us started, and I have a few slides for each of them to share. And if y'all just let me know when you want me to pass, click on the slides.
So, thanks.
Rachel.
Yeah, my name is Rachel Stone. I'm the assistant director at Guadalupe Neighborhood Development Corporation, which is a 501c3 nonprofit that's focused at CHODO, a community housing development organization. And we do affordable housing on the east side of Austin, so just east of I-35. The neighborhood, the organization has a long history. It was founded in 1981 out of a sort of neighborhood conflict where there was a lot of community development needed in the neighborhood, and the response was that the city was going to help buy up some abandoned homes in order to make the neighborhood into a more of a commercial district. And the neighborhood said, no, that's not what we want, and was able to get community development funds from the city instead to redevelop those homes and start bringing more affordable housing to the neighborhood. And so throughout the history of GNDC, our focus has really become, how do we preserve the families who have lived on the east side? How do we keep people in their homes? How do we keep people in the neighborhood as gentrification and commercialization has moved east? So our focus is on developing rental housing and also a community land trust program where we do home ownership for people, and we give priority to people with generational ties to the neighborhood. So it's become, our efforts in community development have really become, how do we help people stay? We have a waiting list of over 900 folks who are either trying to remain or have already left and want to come back to East Austin. And so really, how do we preserve those community ties, people being able to live near where they grew up and where all of their, you know, families, job, neighborhood, communities still remain. So in that work of developing rental and home ownership, we were actually asked, we focus on East Austin, which is really traditionally considered north of the river. We were contacted by JPMorgan Chase in 2017 to help with a study that they were doing about other neighborhoods that were gentrifying. They were focused on three neighborhoods nationally, and one of them was the Montopolis neighborhood, which is in, it's still in East Austin, but it's south of the river. And that neighborhood has been seeing the same thing that we were seeing in East Austin in the 80s, just a lot of folks coming over, a lot of housing disappearing, and a lot of people living in, there's still a high level of homeownership, but older families that are seeing a lot of maintenance needs in their homes and need, they're not really appropriate places for people to stay unless there's going to be rehab efforts. And so a lot of older, you know, grandparents who are wanting to stay near their children, kind of having nowhere to go. So we, I guess I'm going right into the project.
Yeah.